What? Darling, are you okay? Just a nightmare? You're drenched in sweat. I feel like this was more than just a nightmare. Listen. If you're going to be my husband, I need to know what troubles you. So please, let me help. Your village. You were only a child. And you had to live through such an attack. Oh, by Sebakna. I'm so sorry. So that's why you're so hardened. Poor thing. All that trauma. And no one there to help. Rest easy. You are no longer alone, my love. You can live a new life here. With me. I'll always be here for you. Here, rest on my chest. You're safe here, and you need sleep. We have a very big day tomorrow. Keep it together, Kalika. Everything has been prepared for the Empress's arrival. Sure, it's been years since you've seen her, but she's your mother. Surely she'll... What? Darling, I appreciate your words of comfort, but... my mother, she's something else. Well, how do I put this? My mother can be quite sinister. Enter.
Your Highness. I'm sorry for any trouble I may be causing, but I have the armor that you asked for.
Excellent work, Smith. Guards, see that she's sufficiently compensated.
Thank you, my queen. I wish you the best of luck.
You there. Bring the armor to my chambers. The rest of you, continue to keep watch. Come on, darling. Let's get you dressed. Place the chest there. Thank you. Now leave and join the others. Now then, let's get a better look at this armor. Oh. Wow. This armor is quite... interesting. Let's see how it looks on you first. Here, let me just... you look stunning, my dear. The bones are indeed a nice touch. But I feel like there's something missing. Wait a moment. This dagger is one of my most valuable possessions. It was gifted to me by my mother, who had it taken from the dead hands of the Hippo Queen. And now, it belongs to you. For you are far more valuable. I look forward to the day where our lives are forever intertwined. But for right now, we just need to survive.
Kalika, the Empress's party has been spotted.
Hold my hand, darling. Enter. Hello, Mother.
Kalika, it's been so long. How have you been? Leave us. Sorry I'm late, little one. Had to stop for a banquet at a goblin village. Oh, and they just tasted divine. The way their little bodies struggled in my grip before sliding down my throat was just so satisfying. Who is this? I thought I told the guards to leave.
Oh. Well, you see, this is my betrothed.
Well, isn't this a surprise? And a human, too. How long have you known each other?
Almost a month.
How can you be sure that he isn't taking advantage of you?
Why would he do that? We love each other.
Is that so? Where's your proof? How disappointing. Dear daughter.
Mother, what are you doing?
You have been a very bad little one. Oh, yes. Very bad indeed. Not only did you not inform me of your betrothal, but you've also chosen poorly. Bad behavior cannot go unpunished. How dare you strike at me?
Don't you dare! Darling, are you all right? Mother! How dare you attack me and my beloved? You are no longer welcome here. Now leave!
Oh, now that's what I call proof. Oh, you two were so absolutely adorable defending each other. By order of your empress, you two must be wed today. Guards! I want you to gather the rest of the soldiers to prepare for my daughter's wedding. Make sure everything, and I mean everything, is prepared. Also wouldn't hurt to have my wounds treated.
But, Mother, we haven't even made any plans.
Shush. Don't worry, little one. Mother will take care of everything for you. You just need to make sure that you and your beloved get cleaned up and ready for your exciting night.
Ah. Well, I guess there's no turning back now. Yes. Unfortunately, she has always been this monstrous. But the past can't be changed. What we should focus on now is our future together. Let's get ready. Today has been quite the day, hasn't it? Darling? Why are you looking away from me? Well, we don't do that here. I guess I should tell you how crocodilian weddings go. You, my darling, will walk me through town until we arrive at the lake. There, we will submerge and caress each other. Then, once we exit the water, we will be declared as husband and wife. And later...
Any time now, little one.
You ready? Wonderful. Let's go. Well, here we are. Now we can finally be together forever.
Hold me, my husband. Hold me tight.
Congratulations, my dear little one. Now, I'll get the rest of the celebrations going and let you two lovers have a little privacy.
Darling, I assume you remember what I said on our first night together. Yes, it is indeed time for us to mate. As long as that is something you also desire, of course. Thank you, darling. Darling, take off your armor. Will I do the same? What a familiar sight. Reminds me of our first night together. Except... This time, I can do everything I've always wanted to.